Good afternoon, everyone. And I hope you've had an enjoyable lunch break. Thank you for coming back so promptly. We will this afternoon be continuing our tour around topics of potential future inclusion in the Common Questionnaire. Finally, wrapping up our discussion on new mobility and active modes, and then moving on to data collection on cycling infrastructure. And as a reminder, we will take all the decisions on all the previous proceeding items at that point after that, before we move on to agenda item six. Just as a recap, item 5B, we hastily went through before lunch and we didn't have time for a discussion. So I'm keen to give the opportunity for interventions on that topic in a second. Just as a reminder, we firstly heard from the ITF on this topic, talking about the conclusion of work that we'd first heard about a year ago on emerging on new mobility and active modes, and particularly on this occasion on emerging mobility patterns. We then heard from the Netherlands, who shared a national experience of collecting these data, highlighting some successes and equally some areas of challenge. And finally, we heard about the work of the PEP, where there's a keen policy user of these active mobility data in particular within elsewhere in the UNECE ITC structure. If I could summarize, I think, some of the challenges, we all understand the demand in this space. There's a number of countries, both covered by in the ITF presentation and in the paper seven that relates to this item, who are clearly working in this space to develop new statistics. But nevertheless, the emergence of new companies and new modes is presenting challenges on getting all the data that everyone would want immediately in the short term. Nevertheless, obviously, earlier today in our previous item, we have started to sort of adapt some of our common questionnaire sections on vehicles, including a proposal to look at engine type and the fuel type, basically, of some of those vehicles in future updates of the common questionnaire. Those challenges feel more achievable than, say, you know, asking everybody to estimate the number of shared bicycles, for example. However, you know, we are today, as we've clearly said a few times, not making decisions on future collections, but we are here to discuss where you know, we see potential and share experiences. So I'll open the floor to allow us to discuss the items we've had on new mobility and active modes. Are there any interventions? No? Okay. That is absolutely fine. We did take questions on at least two of the presentations as they went, so that's perhaps not surprising. We will take decisions on this later, this item. However, I'll just reflect now, I think there is definitely an ongoing conversation that will probably continue to future meetings, not just of this group, but of the others we work with. Okay. We will then therefore move to item 5C. Which is data collection on cycling infrastructure. And I direct you to paper reference 8 for this item. So within the UNECE structure, a group of experts on cycling infrastructure was established in 2022, GE5. And we're very pleased actually today that we've got the secretary of GE5 here to present their progress to date and explore opportunities for collaboration with our working party in the field of cycling infrastructure data. So, Lukasz, thank you for joining us, and the floor is yours.